Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this half hour of Motown Memories, as promised, you'll hear the same nine Motown artists, the great artists from the 1960s. You'll hear from The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, The Four Tops, The Supremes, Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston, The Miracles, Mary Wells, Martha and the Vandellas, and The Marvelettes. Well, first up this time, The Temptations. Well, as mentioned before, the Supremes were the glamour girls of the Motown record label in the 1960s, and on the male side, the Temptations were the glamour guys of the 1960s. Their choreography was rehearsed to razor-sharp precision, 10 feet, moving as two. They even introduced their own often-imitated dance, the Temptations Walk. Well, their harmonic blend was sinfully sumptuous. Whoever fronted the quintet at every given instant was riveting in his passion. This was the ultimate and ultra-polished Motown City sound, and Berry Gordy was a genius in positioning his black artists for a traditional white audience at the time. Well, here are the Temptations with a really pretty song, I Wish It Would Rain, right here on Motown Memories.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Listen, I gotta cry, 'cause crying eases the pain, oh yeah. Even this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain.
Papa told him things. Here comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song. On Motown Memories. With Tom Fallon.
Something About You, that reached number 19 from 1965. Before that, a Stevie Wonder song, I'm Wondering, number 12 from 67. And we started with The Temptations, I Wish It Would Rain, number 4 from 1968. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great Motown artists from the 1960s. Well, coming up, the Motown artist from the 1960s, The Supremes, with yet another number one song, You Keep Me Hanging On. Well, certainly much has been written about Diana Ross, but a key element of the Supremes' success were the two women who sang mostly backup vocals for Diana, Mary Wilson and Florence Ballard. While Mary Wilson recalled that she never felt like a background singer until the group changed its name to Diana Ross and the Supremes, she was quoted as saying that it has always bothered me when people referred to me as just a backup singer. The Supremes were a group, so I never saw myself as just a background singer. When people ask about that, I tell them I was a star in the background. Well, Mary Wilson further recalls, growing up in Greenville, Mississippi, that my father was a laborer who lost a leg, had two heart attacks, and died when I was 14. I didn't know him very well. I lived with my aunt and uncle until I was 11. I thought they were my parents. My aunt worked at a cleaner's and my uncle at an auto plant. I did for myself alone in the house. I would sit by the window and just look out. I wasn't looking at anything particular, just dreaming. I was so skinny that my clothes didn't fit and I didn't want to go out. But I'm sort of glad I grew up the way I did. I learned how to be alone and I learned how to be with people and still keep my privacy. Well, here are the Supremes with Mary Wilson and Florence Ballard. Right here on Motown Memories.
Set me free, why don't you, babe? Get out my life.
Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fowler. MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
The Miracles, featuring Smokey Robinson with the tracks of My Tears. They reached number 16 from 1965. Before that, a great song by Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together, It Takes Two, a number 14 song from 1967, and we started with The Supremes, You Keep Me Hanging On, number one from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great artists from the 1960s. Another great artist early in the 1960s was Mary Wells and her only number one song, My Guy. Well, My Guy became Mary Wells' trademark for life. Of course, it was an instant classic, and hearing it for the first time, it was easy to predict that it would go to number one. The song, written and produced by Smokey Robinson, managed to go to the top of the charts in the middle of the Beatles chart sweep, and it stayed there for 2 weeks until the Beatles pushed it out. Well, Mary's career, unfortunately, was all downhill after My Guy. She was now married to a Motown employee called Herman Griffin, and he advised her to accept a large advance from the record company called 20th Century Fox Records, rather than re-sign for a lower royalty payment with Berry Gordy's company. Well, Mary became the first major artist to exit Motown, a move that would not become common until the 1970s. Mary never had any career after that, unfortunately, but here she is in the peak of her career with My Guy, right here on Motown Memories. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. Hope you enjoyed this show. We featured some of the great Motown artists from the 1960s. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's motownmemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about some of your favorite Motown artists that we feature this hour, as well as the radio stations that stream Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.